So we will start now. Please raise your hand and then we will answer.
Molim vas da sada podignite ruku, oni koji imaju pitanja, mi ćemo odgovarati.
If you know two languages, please speak both in Croatian or Serbian and in English.
Hare Krishna. I would like a question for all of you. After a discussion I had with a few devotees here on this camp, and the question is why on some subjects spiritual masters of ISKCON have different answers. And so regarding the question of milk, we can hear some milk. Sometimes that we should not take milk, except give only for Krishna. Sometimes we can hear that we must take a lot of preparations of milk. So why can it have different answers from the gurus of wisdom? And what is your real question for, answer to it? So moje pitanje je bilo po pitanju mlijeka, to je koji je primjer zašto imamo ponekad različite odgovore na istu temu od guru unutar ISKCON-a, i tu smo nedavno pričali u jednoj grupi i ponekad neki možemo čuti na lekcijama da guru kažu da apsolutno trebamo jesti mlijeko i puno mliječnih preparacija, dok negdje drugdje možemo čuti da mlijeko trebamo uzeti, dati samo krava, samo od krava koje su na lijep način održavane i ponuditi ono za krašu.
I never heard that there was a big controversy over milk in this country.
Nikada do sada nisam čuo da postoji velika kontroverzija po pitanju mlijeka u ISKCON.
But I think the answer is quite simple.
Mislim da je odgovor jako jednostavan.
Prabhupada said, if you're an elephant, then eat like an elephant.
Prabhupada je rekao, ako si slon, onda jedi poput slona.
And if you're an ant, then eat like an ant.
I ako si mrav, jedi poput mrava.
And if you're an elephant, if you're an ant, you try to eat like an elephant, there'll be some problem. Silly, if you're an elephant, you try to eat like an ant, there'll be some problem. So eat as much as you can digest. Of course, it's a little more complicated. In modern society, most of the milk is homogenized and pasteurized.
Znači, naravno problem je da u modernom društvu veći deo mlijeka koje možemo kupiti je pasterizovan.
Which makes it more difficult to digest it.
I onda je ono teže za problem.
But according to Ayurveda, milk is the best food.
Ali što se tiče Ayurvede, mlijeko je najbolja hrana.
It's the only food that's given out of love.
I to je jedina hrana koja je data s puno ljubavi.
When you get an apple from the tree, it's said that the tree loves you.
Kada dobijete jabuku od drva, to nije da vas drvo boli.
But the cow gives its calf milk out of love.
Ali krava daje mlijeko svom teletu iz ljubavi.
So by drinking milk, one develops a motherly type of consciousness.
Tako da kada osoba pije mlijeko, ona razvija tu majčinsku vrstu ljubavi.
Or as Prabhupada said, it develops finer brain tissues.
I Šrila Prabhupada kaže da mlijeko razvija te fine ćelije u mozgu.
Which lead to clearer thinking.
Koji vode ka jasnom
razmišljenju. And the ability to understand spiritual subject matters.
I koji nam pomože da možemo da razumemo duhovne teme.
But, in other words, Prabhupada definitely was quite enthusiastic about milk.
Ali s druge strane, Prabhupada definitivno bio entuzijastičan po pitanju mlijeka.
But then if we don't digest the milk, it won't do us very much good.
Ali znači kada kupujemo ovo pasterizovano mlijeko neće nam mnogo pomoći.
This milk is generally considered a heavy food.
I ono se smatra jako teško hranu.
Difficult to digest.
Koja je teška za probavu.
But if one has the digestive capacity, one should take advantage of it.
Ali ako osoba ima taj probavni kapacitet, onda bi trebalo to da iskoristi.
Or there's different ways of preparing milk which makes it more easily digestible.
Ili postoje različite načine pripreme mlijeka koji pomože da ono bude prihvatljivije.
You can add equal amount of water to milk and boil it down to the original size.
Možete dodati istu količinu vode, količini mlijeka koju već imate, i onda da ga kuvate dok ovo ne dođe do one polovine količine mlijeka.
More easily digestible.
I onda će nam biti lakše prilagoditi.
Or you can add spices like saffron or cardamom or ginger, and that makes them more easily digestible.
Ili možete dodati začin šafrana, kardamoma ili džubira i to će ga učiniti prilagodljivim.
I don't quite understand what the controversy is.
Tako da ja ne razumem baš u čemu se sastoji ta kontroverza.
I think the question was more from the side of ethics, because these cows are killed, and if we take milk from big quantities from these milk cows, they are just supporting this industry, and there is no industry for milk because it is industry of meat.
Well, I think Prabhupada wanted us to have our own cows. That's best. In any case, if the cow gives the milk and the milk is offered to the deities, the cow gets benefited. Even if the cow lives, you know, for hundreds of years, its milk is not offered to the deity, it doesn't get any benefit.
Znači, pitanje sastoji tome, Išvara Purik pita, pošto današnje vreme većina krava bude ubijena. Tako da ako mi kupimo velike količine mleka, mi samo doprinosimo tom ubijenju, a Maharaj je odgovorio na to da krava čije mleko je ponuđeno Krišni ima veliku dobrobit od toga, a s druge strane krava može živjeti 100 godina, ali ako njeno mleko nije ponuđeno Krišni, onda koja svrha od njega postoje?
And if ethics was a major consideration, material ethics, then we'd all probably starve to death.
I ako bismo imali u vidu samo tu moralnu, materijalnu etiketu, standarde ponašanja, onda bismo vjerojatno umrli ili smrti od gladi.
They grow grains with tractors.
Oni, na primjer, koriste traktore kako bi uzgajali žitarice.
And because they have tractors, they kill the bulls.
A kako imaju traktore, onda ubijaju bikove jer nisu potrebni.
So maybe we should stop eating grains.
Onda mogli bismo prestati jesti žitarice.
And of course, fruit comes from machines. They pick it with machines and grow it with machines.
A voće dolazi od mašine, beru voće, ne ljudi.
And for that they have to use oil.
Zato im je neophodno ulje.
But because they killed the bull.
Ali kako su ubili bika?
Therefore they have all these machines to do all this work.
Imaju sve te mašine koje rade rad.
Therefore, practically all our food comes not from the bull and the cow, it comes from machines.
Tako da sva naša hrana ne dolazi od bika i krave, dolazi od mašine.
And for that reason, they kill all bulls and cows.
I iz tog razloga oni ubijaju sve bikove i krave.
So if you really want to be ethical, materially speaking, then stop eating.
Tako da ako bi materijalno gledao, ako želiš da budeš etički ispravan, onda možeš prestati da jedeš.
And then we can start questioning about where the water comes from.
Onda bi trebalo da se zapitamo dakle voda dolazi.
So don't live, don't die.
I onda nemoj živjeti, nemoj umreti.
Of course we have to. Then our major thing is we're not vegetarians.
Sorry, language?
We're not vegetarians.
Znači, glavna stvar je da nismo vegetarijanci.
We're Krishnarians.
Već smo Krishnarijanci.
And if Krishna accepts the food,
Krishna prihvata hranu,
then whoever offers it is benefited.
Tako da kogod je nudi, on ima dobrobit od toga.
And if we take that food, we're benefited too.
I onda osoba koja primi tu hranu, koja je čast, i ona ima dobrobit.
Maybe we'll get the strength to establish farms.
Možda ćemo dobiti snagu da osnovimo farm.
And actually protect the cow and bull.
I da onda zaštitimo krave i bikove.
But unless we have a clear brain, we won't be able to understand that.
Ali ako nemamo jasan, čist um, onda nećemo biti u stanju da to shvatimo.
So in the meantime, we have to accept the offer.
Tako da bih ja rekao da treba da prihvatimo.
Offer to the deity.
I da ga ponudimo božanstveno.
And as much as we can digest.
I onda da uzmemo onoliko koliko možemo shvatiti.
I think when we hear also questions, when we hear answers, then we say, okay, this is the answer I got. Mm-hmm. Mm. Any other? Yes.
Yeah, we know that Krishna is all-knowing, that he knows anything, but nevertheless, when he comes in this world, is going to Sandipani Muni and he is like a student. Now, after hearing the Vemu Gita seminar, I was wondering if anyone was the flute teacher of Lord Krishna.
We have here the author of the Gaga Samhita, who writes purports. I think he is our expert, Dhanavir Goswami Maharaj. I really encourage you. He has published, oh, I think this is the 8th volume of Gaga Samhita, which he gave me. So here, who is the flute teacher of Krishna?
Can I just
say,
значит, Gaurihari postavio pitanje, rekao je da vidimo da Krishna on je sveznajući, on je savišnja božanska ličnost, ali čak i on kada se pojavi u ovom svetu, on ide u školu Sandipan je Munija. Također, onda slušali smo seminar na Venu Gitu i onda Gaurihari se pitao ko je onaj koji je naučio Krishna da svira flautu.
What was said in the Venu Gita seminar?
Pa šta si čuo na tom Venu Gita seminaru?
No information, no information.
Nikakva informacija o tome ko je naučio Krishnu da svira flautu.
Where was this seminar given here? And who was the speaker?
Seminar, neko mi odgovori na pitanje. Teacher Krishna. Any? We just need to think enough.
Moramo samo da razmislimo. Dobro.
I know who's the dance teacher of Krishna, but now the flute teacher. I don't want to speculate. I really.
He was the dance teacher.
Maharaj knows everything. Flute teacher. I have no idea. It will be researched, and the answer will be given.
Istražit ćemo to I onda ćemo vam dati odgovor.
Good question.
Dobro pitanje.
The next question, please.
We spoke a lot about food, solid food. What do you think about sun gazing here at the Manila? Is a very interesting, let's say, information movement the last 10 years. So it's the way how if you're sun gazing and look at the sun and make like some sort of sun yoga and you exhale after 45 days or something, there is a procedure. You need for storage food. You can live from the sun and water.
Food which is baked in the sun.
No, not at all.
Sun gazing, looking into the sun.
Sun each day, 10 seconds, and after 10 seconds, 10 seconds. And you just receive energy from the sun.
Yes. So that is the question. What do we think about sun gazing and the benefit?
And it could solve the problem. Need for food, solid food. You need water and sun, and you can live like everything on the planet Earth.
Here we have the Minister of Health of Islam. That's a health question. You please tell us sun gazing and what else?
Only sun gazing and this.
Only sun gazing.
Here Ratamanik is an Indian guy who is recently.
No, I mean...
Yes. Imali smo pitanje, znači, šta Maharaj, šta oni misle o tom procesu tehnici gledanja u sunce kada postoji određena procedura, 45 dana ili koliko već se gleda u sunce na određeni način I onda osoba nakon toga izgubi potrebu za čvrstom hranom I može živjeti od sunca I vode. I pitanje je šta se misle.
Could work.
Dobro postoje.
could also go blind.
Znači, možeš da slediš ako o tome?
If you don't do it properly.
Ako ne uradiš to neispravno.
You have to do it, if you do it carefully. But I think better than sun gazing is Krishna gazing.
Ali ja mislim da bolje od gledanja u sunce i gledanje u Krishna.
So the sun is Krishna.
Well, yes, it's the incarnation of Krishna. But I think the deity gazing is probably the most important one. And if you can learn from someone expert, you can get some benefit from sun gazing. Seems all right. Why not?
Sunce definitivno inkarnacija Krišne, ali ja mislim da gledanje u božanstvo Krišne najbolji proces, ali definitivno ako možeš naučiti taj proces od nekog koji je stručan u tome, vjerojatno možeš imati dobro biti.
Next question. I saw Chandrasekhar, Prabhu, then Jai Gopal, then Jai Dayanitai, I think Dayanitai. Dani. Dani, yes, so we have four people rolled up. Yes, Chandrasekhar, what is your question?
Hare Krishna. My question is this, Maharaj. The beginning of ISKCON, the beginning years of ISKCON, was almost exclusively a monastic ashram-based institution. And since, let's say, the mid-80s, there was a shift that is continuing and growing from a monastic-based institution to a society or congregation-based institution. So my question is there any sphere or area, and if there are, which ones, in which we have not yet made that adjustment, that we have not caught up with that social dynamic?
Znači, pitanje je bilo da, pre svega kada je ISKCON počeo kao pokret da se širi na zapadu, u vreme Šrila Prabhupada, onda smo imali zajednicu koja je bila uglavnom zasnovana na hramskom životu, na monaškom životu. Međutim, počelo od 80-ih, možemo vidjeti da se izvršila promjena i da danas imamo uglavnom zajednicu ISKCON-u koja se bazira na kongregaciji, na bhaktama koji žive u porodičnom životu, u ashramu, da. Tako da je pitanje ono, da li postoji neko područje u socijalnom životu ili neko područje u ISKCON-u u kome još se nismo prilagodili toj promjeni koja se desila?
His Holiness Dhanuve Maharaj has a magazine called Vaishnava Society. Some of you might have read it, which deals, amongst other things, also with these very important social questions, and I will hand him the microphone.
Dhanuvir Maharaj, on ima jedan časopis koji izdaje, koji se zove Vaishnavsko društvo i koji se bavi relevantnim pitanjima za bhakte, baš za zajednicu bhakte, tako da ćemo njemu dati mikrofon.
Om Jnanatmanandasya Yajana Shurakaya Sakshodhitam Yenai Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Vadishtana Sabhutam Yena Rupare Swayam Guru Patatamaya Dati Swabhantika Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Dharatanama Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Upam Sakratyatam Sakrana Rangnatyatam Thalisa Shrivam Saravetam Savarbhutam Vajitam Savitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Arana Krishna Padam Sarvara Padita Shri Shakam Vitashtra Krishna Karma Sindhu Vinamadho Chakapate Poveshavodhya Kanta Arana Kanta Mostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Adhe Vindaneshwari Vishavasute Kramamayamidhe Kuchakapata Vrishya Kita Sindhu Dayocha Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, Prabhupada introduced or transplanted Krishna consciousness to the West.
Krishna je uveo, odnosno preneo je svesnost Krishna. Krishna je preneo svesnost Krishna, odnosno uveo svesnost Krishna na zapadu. Prabhupada.
And he didn't know how much time he would have to introduce this Vaishnavism.
I on nije znao koliko će imati vremena da uvede Vaishnavism.
So he introduced primarily the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord.
Onda ono što je uradio da on pre svega uveo pevanje svetog imena kao Yuga Dharma.
Ega tena pukarena mara krishna ina vichna sarva vidhi nishedha sur eta yore vakinkara, that he used the principle of Rupa Goswami, that first of all let them become attracted to Krishna, then later on all the rules and regulations can be introduced.
Tako da je on iskoristio princip koji navodi Rupa Goswami, odnosno dopustio je ljudima da prvo budu privučeni Krišnji, a onda kasnije uveo sve standarde i pravila.
So, in New York, they introduced the chanting and prasadam and gave the philosophy, and most of the persons that were joining at that time were, well, we can say that the ones who are prepared to live in the ashram are mostly single men.
I znači onda je on u Njujorku na početku prvo je uveo čašćenje prasadama i mantranje, dao im je takođe filozofiju. Možemo reći da osobe koje su prvo bile privučene bile su uglavnom muškarci koji su bili, koji su još uvek bili sami, nisu bili oženjeni.
There was one couple, Mukunda and Janaki, and they were already close and living together, so Prabhupada asked them to get married.
I postoje samo jedan par, Mukunda i Janaki, koji su već ranije živjeli zajedno, tako da ih je Prabhupada zamolio da se venčaju.
So he trained up brahmacharis as far as possible, and his first grihastha couple, and then when he went to San Francisco, for mostly many more couples, and so he got many of them married also.
Tako da je on pokušao da istenira svoje brahmačare što više mogao i taj jedan par, a onda je otišao u San Francisco gde je veći deo bhakta su bili parovi.
And then children came and he then he instructed the parents how to have children and how to train the children.
I onda su se naravno, nakon nekog vremena došla, rodila su se i deca, i šlo pravo da istreniraju te roditelje kako da, na kakav način da dobiju decu i kako onda da ih odgajaju.
He continued to develop the Brahmacharya ashram and gave further advice to the grihasthas.
I onda je on nastavio da razvija Brahmacharya ashram i da dalje savjetuje grihaste.
Then in 1970, or excuse me, before that, 68, he gave his first sannyasa initiation.
I onda je 68. godine dao prvu sannyasa inicijaciju.
And so he was very quickly, almost in an emergency state, establishing some of the foundational principles of the Varnashram system.
Tako da možemo vidjeti da je Šila Prabhupada jako brzo, upravo kao u slučaju nužde, zasnovao osnovu Varnashrama Dharma.
At the same time, he was teaching that a Vaishnava, one engaged in devotional service, is transcendental to the Varnashrama system.
Ali u isto vreme on je podučavao da Vaishnava, osoba koja je uključena u obredno služenje, da ona transcendentalna u odnosu na Varnashram sistem.
But he was explaining that the Varnashram system, because it emanates from the Lord, it's the best social system to work with for the aim of pure devotional service.
Ali on je također objasnio da je Varnashram sistem, s obzirom to da potiče od Krišne, da je on najbolja društvena struktura kojom osoba može dostići čisto predano služenje.
So, as far as the Varnas are concerned, the rabbinical Varna, you could say, has been most emphasized from the beginning of the movement.
Tako što se tiče Varne, možemo vidjeti da se Brahmanska Varna, da je ona na nju stavlja naglasak od samog početka.
And Prabhupada has given quite a bit of encouragement and emphasis on the establishing Krishigoraksha Vanijam, Vaishya Karma Subhavajam, the Vaishya occupation.
I možemo vidjeti također da je Šila Prabhupada stavio naglasak i na razvoj Vaishya zanimanja.
And he's also given tremendous information about what Kshatriyas would, the importance of Kshatriyas, the training of Kshatriyas, etc.
I on je također dao i značajne informacije o treningu i značaju Kshatriya.
So we have Brahmacharyas, Grihasthas, Sannyasis, Vanaprasthis, he's also given quite a bit of information about that.
Tako znači imamo Brahmacharije, Grihaste, Sannyasije, također dao puno informacije o Vanaprastha stadiju života.
And he also indicated that it would be nice and important to establish a Varnashram system that could be for broader organization of society.
I on je također značio da bi bilo jako lepo kada bismo mogli također da organizujemo Varnashram sistem na velikom, kako se kažu, širom društvu.
So, yes, the answer, the question is there, are there things that we still need to do? Certainly, there is much that we need to do.
Tako da pitanje koje je postavljeno, da li postoji još nešto što bi trebalo da uradimo po tom pitanju, da, definitivno još mnogo stvari.
In the Daiva Varnashram system, one uses his Varna and Ashram to engage in pure devotional service.
In Daiva Varnashram sistemu, osoba koristi Varnashram sistem kako bi se uključila u predano služenje.
That's the best use of the Varnashram system.
I to je najbolja upotreba Varnashram sistemu.
But even if Varnashram is not used for pure devotional service directly, it's still a very valuable system.
Ali čak i ako se Varnashram sistem koristi direktno za čisto predano služenje, onda on je i dalje jako koristan.
Because then the whole society is engaged in a process that automatically elevates them to higher levels of consciousness.
Zato što onda čitavo društvo na taj način uključeno u delovanje u društvu da budu uzdignuti na više nivoje svjesnosti.
So we do need to further develop that system, not only for the outside society, but also for our own devotees.
Tako da mi definitivno treba da radimo na razvoju tog sistema, ne samo za društvo, van iskona, već i za naše bhakte.
Not all of the devotees are able to always remain on the transcendental platform.
Nisu svi bhakte u mogućnosti da uvek ostanu na transcendentalnom nivou.
So the Varnashram system will give them support and security in their, along with their practice of devotional service.
tako da bi obnašan sistem mogao da im da oslonac i zaštitu u okviru takođe zajedno sa njihovim devotskim aktivnostima.
But we definitely do need to establish varnashram system for another reason as well.
Ali takođe trebamo osnovati varnashram sistem zbog jednog drugog razloga.
Because you cannot separate the varnashram system from the Vedic culture.
Zato što ne možemo odvojiti varnashram sistem od vedske kulture.
For example, let's say that we decided that we don't need brahmacharis anymore.
Na primjer, recimo da smo odlučili da nisu više potrebni brahmacari.
They're too difficult to maintain and
previše je teško da ih izdržavamo.
Whatever reasons we may give, but we just say, let's see if we can prosecute Krishna consciousness without the brahmachari ashram.
Znači, bilo kog razloga koji možemo naći, ali kažemo u redu, sada ćemo i dalje biti u svesnosti Krishna, ali nećemo imati više brahmachari.
But there are some problems with that.
Ali onda imamo probleme.
Because the brahmacharis are the students.
Zato što su brahmachari, oni učenici.
And if you have no brahmachari students, then you have no what will the brahman teachers, who will they teach?
I ako nemamo brahmachari koji su učenici, šta će onda brahmane koji su učitelji, koga će oni učiti?
And the brahmacharis are trained and then later become grihastas.
I brahmacari naravno se treniraju kako bi kasnije postali grihasti.
A very important part of their training is the brahmacari training.
I veoma važan deo njihovog treninga jeste brahmacari trening.
In fact, the basic gurukul system is that one studies with the teacher, the guru, and at the age of 25, if he wishes to enter the grihastha ashram, he requests permission and then he goes home and becomes a grihastha.
Osnovni sistem koji imamo u gurukuli jeste da osoba uči pod nadzorom svog gurua, a onda kada ima 25 godina, onda traži dozvolu da pređe u grihastha ashram.
That training that he got at the gurukula will sustain him so that he remains pious and not bewildered through the grihastha ashram.
I taj trening koji on dobio dok je bio u gurukuli će mu pomoći i održati ga tako da se održi dok je u grihastha ashram.
Furthermore, it will give him the wisdom and renunciation so that when the time comes for him to retire from the grihastha ashram, he'll enter into the vanaprastha ashram and later the sannyasa ashram.
I takođe će mu dati mudrost i odvojnost koji su neophodni da se nakon izvesnog vremena posveti vanaprastha životu i nakon toga sanjas.
If we don't have the vanaprastha system, we will have to be searching for some other system to replace it.
Ako nemamo vanaprastha sistem, onda ćemo definitivno morati tražiti neki drugi sistem koji bi ga zamenio.
And the other systems are not Ishavasyam, they're not God-centered, not God-based.
A drugi sistemi nemaju Boga u centru.
Just like I was told some years ago by one of the leaders of the Ukraine yatra.
Kao što su meni pre nekoliko godina vođe u ukrajinskoj jatri rekli.
That some of the government leaders had approached them. This was just not too long after the breakup of the Soviet Union.
Da su ih neki od vođa iz vlade, da su im prišli i to se desilo nešto malo nakon raspada Sovjetskog saveza.
So these government leaders spoke to this devotee and said, we don't want communism and we don't want capitalism. We're open to suggestions. What do you suggest?
Tako da su ti lideri iz državne uprave, oni su prišli vatama, rekli su im, ne želimo komunizam, ne želimo kapitalizam, da li imate nešto što biste nam mogli predložiti?
So the devotee told him about varnashram.
I onda su im devoti bhakti ispričali o varnashram sistemu.
And they indicated that they might be interested in giving land and making an experiment to see how it worked.
I onda su oni dali do znanja kako su zainteresovani za to i da bi želeli da daju zemlju i da naprave eksperiment kako bi videli kako će to funkcionisati.
So it is a perfect, wonderful system. We should In my humble opinion, we should invest some of our best scholars and our devotees to go deeper into the subject and come up with a composite summary study of Varnashram.
Tako da ja smatram da je to predivan i savršen način na koji se može živjeti, tako da bismo to trebali uložiti puno energije i zaposliti u tako nešto naše najbolje učenjake.
In light of Srila Prabhupada's directives.
I naravno pod vodstvom Srila Prabhupadovih uputstava.
And then we will be able to have Brahmins who can teach the Varnashram system, because there are many details in it.
I onda bismo također imali brahmane koji bi mogli podučavati Varnashram system, zato što u tom sistemu postoji jako puno detalja.
Just like if you're going to have a social system, you have to have a legal system.
Na primjer, kada imate društveni sistem, onda vam također neophodan vam je zakon u tom društvu.
Manu Samhita is the law book of mankind, but the law book of mankind, according to Manu, gives different types of punishments and rewards according to different castes and different things like that.
Manu Samhita, to je knjiga zakona za čovečanstvo, ali također Manu Samhita može naći puno nagrade i kazne za određene vrste delovanja.
I think I've covered the point. Thank you very much.
To bi odgovor na ovo pitanje.
I have a question which would relate to the seminar of Satchinanda Maharaj. You spoke about the transformation from loss to love, where when we engage in the Krishna conscious process, the inclination of the soul to desire, which is first perverted, coming out as karma, transforms into pain. So I have two questions interlinked to this. First, in this transition from loss to love, I experience it's a challenge to have the desire to stick to the process, like to have the desire to change the desire, like that, especially after the Utsamahi phase, the false enthusiasm phase, the beginning spiritual life wears off. It's again a challenge. So what is encouraging things to keep this desire, inspiration to transform our heart going? And the other question connected to this is that our material desires, our karma desires, you spoke about suppression or transformation. In the process of transforming, to what extent can we follow certain material desires, or generally material desires, even though they may be not so favorable for Krishna consciousness, but for the sake of not suppressing desires, becoming hard-hearted, and also might have getting psychological problems in it, like that we know from too strongly suppressing desires, we may have get mental problems with that.
Transformaciji požude u ljubav, tako da pitanje koje je postavljeno jeste da pre svega da bismo preobrazili požudu u ljubav, moramo imati želju da to napravimo. Pitanje koje Đagopal postavlja jeste kako držati tu želju živim, da naše materijalne želje pretvorimo u želje koje su usmjereni Krišna, kako dobiti tu želju, to je jedno pitanje. A onda drugo pitanje, u tom procesu transformacije, do koje mere možemo dati oduška svojim izvesnim materijalnim željama, gde je ta granica do koje smijemo otići, kako ne bismo imali, kako ne bismo bili previše uznemireni, kako ne bismo samo potisnuli izvesne materijalne želje, možda onda imali psiholoških problema.
I think it is known that
desires grow in, are dependent on environment.
Poznato je da želje da se razvijaju u zavisnosti od okruženja.
Krishna talks about this when he says by contemplating the object of the senses. In other words, there is an environment, there's something happening, and you become influenced. No? This verse we all know.
I Šrila Prabhupada sam kaže da kada imamo kontemplaciju na određen objekt, čula da se onda i želja razvija, a ti objekti se nalaze u našem okruženju.
So, if you have a sensual environment and you will contemplate sensual things, sense objects, and then you will develop lust for them. That is the natural environment principle, how it influences our psychology.
I prirodan princip onoga čim smo okruženi jeste da stvari koje se nalaze u našem okruženju, ako su te stvari one koje izbuđuju naše čulo i postižu naše materijalne želje, onda će se samim tim te želje više razvijeti.
So to keep the desire strong, to eventually give up lusty desires, you really need to have a favorable atmosphere.
I kako bi mogao da hraniš tu želju, da prevaziđeš, odnosno da transformišeš požudu, najbitnije da imaš odgovarajuće okruženje koje to postiče.
The need to have devotee association is very, very, very clear.
I jako je jasno da nam je neophodno društvo bhakti.
In a devotee association you can actually gain new desires and maintain favorable desires.
I u društvu bhakta možeš dobiti nove želje i održati želje koje se budu.
Especially devotee association in which you can reveal your heart.
I specijalno mislim po time na društvu bhakta u kome se osjećaš slobodnim da otvoriš svoje srce.
But if that is not always available, devotee association where devotees strongly engage in devotional processes will also make you desire in that direction.
To je znači najbolja opcija, ali takođe i ako imaš društvo bhakta koji se jako lepo uključuju u predano služenje, onda će ti to pomoći.
In Sanskrit there is a definition of what is a sadhu. There are many definitions, but one is he practices bhajan and he makes others practice bhajan.
U Sanskritu ima puno definicija toga šta je sadhu. I jedna od tih definicija kaže da je sadhu osoba koja samo praktikuje bhajan i takođe će načiniti da i drugi počnu da praktikuju bhajan.
If you want new desires, good desires, have honest association with devotees.
Ako želiš nove, dobre želje, onda je dobro da imaš iskren odnos sa bhaktama.
Allow yourself to be influenced by what these devotees do.
I dopusti sebi da utiče na tebe ono što ti bhakte rade.
And you will see, something will happen in you. You will argue, oh, I don't desire this nonsense thing any longer. Now I desire so many. I don't want to make holidays now in Palm Beach, and I want to go to Vrindavan. You know, something has changed.
I onda ćeš vidjeti da se nešto tebi promenilo. Odjednom nećeš više želiti da ideš na odmor na Palm Beach, već ćeš želiti da ideš u Vrindavan.
Your second question is about how will we transform our desires. Will we in that transitionary phase still engaged in some material activities which are not destructive to us? Will we, and before we have only pure engagement?
I koje drugo pitanje odnosi se na taj prelazni period kada još pokušavamo da transformišemo požud u ljubav i još uvek u nekoj meri vršimo određene materijalne aktivnosti, naravno koje neće uništiti naš duhovni život.
In this forum I would like to speak on the basis of Shastra, and if you want to speak with me privately about this question, we can talk about what we have heard, what we have seen, and from experience. But here, the Shastic answer is best. See, you can say Shastic answer will be given. In the 11th canto, there are instructions about mind control.
Daću vam odgovor iz Šastra. U 11. pravilu Bhagavatama imamo odgovor o kontroli uma.
And there we find a passage that the yogi sometimes is not too tough with his mind. He's not really like forcing himself, but he deals with this like a good rider with a temperamental horse who sometimes lets the horse have its way.
I tu imamo taj primjer da jogi nije uvijek jako strog sa svojim umom i nije da ga non stop prisiljava na nešto, već se ponaša poput veštog jahača koji svog temperamentnog konja ponekad pusti da ode tamo gdje bi žela.
When I was young, I had a horse called Max, and I was the only one responsible to it. So you can know, if you just are too tough with Max, you break his temperament and he will never get up again. He's a broken, the gleam comes out of his eyes and you can't use him, you can just sell him for a low price.
Kada sam bio mali, imao sam jedan konja koji se zvao Max i bio sam jedan osoba koja je bila odgovorna za njega, tako da sam shvatio da ako ga previše prisiljavaš na nešto, onda će posle nekog vremena biti stvarno beskoristan, neće moći ići dobro.
So, sometimes devotees need to relax a little.
I ponekad je bhaktama neophodno da se malo opusti.
The pervert from our devotees, which has been given from our devotees, they mentioned swimming and wrestling.
I ono što imamo
I remember some recreational Vaishnava activities.
Ono što imamo, što naši bhakti pominju, jeste, na primjer, plivanje i rvanje, znači izvesne neke fizičke aktivnosti.
I don't know, at least Prabhupada said swimming, but I can't imagine Mataji's, in Heidelberg temple, the Mataji's rested also on that information, and I'm sure that maybe different activities is appropriate. So, these are my two answers in the short time. Oh my God! Time is racing. When you have the microphone, you forget the time because you like to hear yourself talking. I mean, they're not the others. So there was who's on the list? Nitai Doya. Here is your question. Leela Shukla Prabhupada answers.
Kaže se da Krišna kad nešto napravi, osoba ima dobrobit od toga. Kakva je to dobrobit kad Krišna nekog ubije, a on se stopi, ne postane bhakti?
Stopi se Krišna.
We hear that when Krishna does something, then the person always has benefit from that. But what it is with the case when Krishna kills someone, and then we hear that the person simply merges with the Brahmajyoti? So what is the benefit of that? What kind of benefit is that?
Not Brahmajyoti, but Krishna.
Well, he merges in the body of Krishna or with Brahmajyoti. The person merges with Krishna. What kind of benefit is that?
So sometimes, in many pastimes, Krishna kills demons, and the demons, his soul merges into Krishna. But first, Krishna. It's important to understand the meaning of that. Merging does not mean that he becomes one with Krishna. No, merging means that he's entering the Brahma Jyoti.
Znači, ponekad čujemo u Krišnjinim zavodama da se, da demoni koji su ubijeni, da sami stoje sa Krišnom. To ne znači da oni postanu jedni sa Krišnom, već znači jednostavno da se, da, da odu, da se spoje sa stope sa Brahmađotijem.
At least that's one, not every demon merges in the Brahmacharya, that's not right, but that if he enters the body of Krishna, it means that he remains an individual, he remains having his individuality.
Znači, nije da se to dešava sa svakim demonom, ali određeni demoni, oni se stope sa Krišnjinim telom, što znači da su stvari stope sa Brahmađotijem, a znači ne postaju jedno sa Krišnjom, već zadrže svoju individualnost.
So, Krishna gives even to the demons liberation.
Što znači da Krišna demonima daje oslobođenje.
So, he gives liberation to the demons who he kills, but that does not mean that he gives self-realization, not something else.
Tako da on daje oslobođenje demonima koje ubija, ali im ne daje samospoznanje.
Because demons, they do not recognize Krishna's position. They are not recognizing Krishna's position.
Zato što demoni su upravo one osobe koje ne prepoznaju Krishna položaj.
Self-realization means that one realizes I'm a servant of Krishna.
Samospoznaje znači da osoba spozna ja sam sluga Krishna.
And act in that capacity.
I onda deluje u, u skladu s tim.
But Krishna is so, so merciful that even to, when he kills demons, he gives them the position of liberation.
Ali Krishna je toliko milosti da čak i kada ubije demona, oni daje oslobođenje.
A oslobođenje također Maja.
Probably saying that liberation, that kind of liberation is also Maya.
Yes, that's true.
Kako su dobrobit?
So what is the benefit of that kind of liberation?
Well, that later on, this, we have the example of the, of Ravan and another demon of Kumbhakarna, who later in Krishna's pastime became Shishupal and Dantavraka. So they had later the opportunity to again participate in Krishna's pastimes.
Naprimjer, imamo primjere demona poput Ravane i Kumbhakarna koji su kasnije postali Shishupal i Shishupal and koji su znači imali priliku da učestvuju u Krišnjinim zavodama.
So this, you know, the story of Jaya and Vijaya who came from the spiritual world.
Znate vratnu priču o Jaya i Vijaya koji su došli iz duhovnog sveta.
And they were each time killed by Krishna and they emerged in the Brahmacharya.
I oni bi svaki put bili ubijeni od strane Krišne i onda bi se spojili sa Brahmađotijem stopili.
Until they became Jagai and Madai in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
Sve dok nisu postali Jagai i Madai u zabavama Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
These were special arrangements by the Supreme Lord.
Ali ovo je bio poseban aranžman Svevišnjeg Gospodina.
That if one merges in the Brahmađotiji, it's a temporary advantage, like you have pointed out. Yes, when it's temporary, free from material miseries.
Jer da, kada se osoba stopi s Brahmađotijem, to je samo trenutni, prolazni napredak.
But the real benefit is self-realization.
Ali pravo dobrobit je samospoznanje.
But Krishna will never give self-realization to a demon who has the concept that of not accepting Krishna as a supreme.
Ali Krishna nikada neće demonu dati samospoznaju koji ima taj koncept da Krishna nije vrhunska osoba.
Is that my understanding from the Bhagavatam? And as one of the Maharajas wants to add something?
To je ono što ja shvatam na osnovu Šrimad Bhagavatam. Možda neki Maharaj želi još nešto od toga.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam jako puno.
Thank you all very much, Maharajas and Lila Shukla Prabhu, for your good answers and your kindness about that.